Loving and holy God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of every heart in this room be holy and pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. This is holy ground. We're standing on holy ground. For the Lord is here, and where God is holy. This is holy ground. We're standing on holy ground. For the Lord is here, and where God is holy. I wonder what Deacon Peabody dreamed as he was holding church in his home in the earliest days of our beginnings. In 1784, before Nathan Church became our church's first pastor, when they were just gathering and just beginning to dream, I wonder if he and his wife, who were leaders in this church, in this community's earliest days, I wonder if they sat at gatherings and they dreamed of us 233 years later. Did they dream of all the people who would learn about God here over the years? Did they dream of all the lives we would celebrate, the marriages we would bless, the children and adults that we would baptize? Did they dream of a 14-person ukulele class called the Cukes? Such a class began with great success this past Tuesday at church. What was their vision for where they were going, Deacon Peabody and his wife and those who gathered in those days? Could they have imagined? This is holy ground. We're standing on holy ground. For the Lord is here. And where God is holy. I wonder what Ruth Oberg thought when she was overseeing the building of our addition in 1960, what she dreamed would take place in that space, those children's classrooms, what she dreamed for us almost 60 years later now. I wonder what you dreamed, John and Mary Jane, when you first came to this church, walked into this sanctuary for the first time, or what Reverend Yael dreamt when she moved across the country to minister here to you, with you. I wonder what each of you dreamt the first time you walked into this sanctuary, seeking whatever you were seeking, wherever you were, in spirit, in mind, in body, in faith. I wonder what your dream was that day, that time, that chapter. This is holy ground. We're standing on holy ground. For the Lord is here. And where God is holy. Thank you for your dreams. Thank you, Deacon and Mrs. Peabody, and thank you, Reverend Nathan Church, and thank you, Ruth, and thank you, Reverend John and Mary Jane, and thank you, Reverend Yael, and thanks to each of you, and thanks to everyone who has ever taken on a mantle of leadership in this space, who has ever come to this place for any reason, to all who have ever held a dream in their hearts here. What dreams have been realized in this church over these past 233 years. We're talking about dreams today because our text for today is about a dream. Actually, it's about a dreamer, Jacob, whose name means heel grabber or supplanter, and whose legacy thus far in his story, do you know Jacob's story? Has his legacy been thumbs up or thumbs down? Yeah, not exactly exemplary. Earlier in his story, some of you know this text, he made his brother sell him his birthright. Do you remember what for? For a bowl of stew. His brother sold him his birthright for a bowl of stew. And then when we get to this text in today's story, again, he's stolen his brother's blessing, his brother Esau's blessing. He's deceived his father along with his mother to do so. His dreams to date have been of usurping rights and blessings, of owning that which was never his to own. And so this heel grabber, this supplanter, this scoundrel finds himself on a long night with only a stone to support his head. Perhaps you've known a long night like this, looking back at where you've come, mistakes and regrets behind you, running toward you're not so sure where. There's a phrase for this time. One of my favorite phrases, though not always one of my favorite places to be in, the phrase is liminal space. Have you heard of the phrase liminal space before? Liminal space is when you're at the threshold, having left something but not quite arrived in the next thing. It's when you've left the job but not yet begun the new one. It's when you've put your house on the market but you've not yet sold it. It's when you've decided to grow your family, but you've not yet received news that you're pregnant, or not yet filled out the adoption papers, or not yet walked through the door that lies ahead. Liminal space. It's sometimes joyful and sometimes dark, like it is in this story for Jacob, and it is often where the Spirit shows up. God shows up twice for Jacob when he's in liminal space. First here, and then later on the eve of his reconciliation with his brother Esau, from whom he has stolen much. When Jacob lays down again by the side of a river, and God meets him to wrestle all night. Have you heard that story? It's a favorite of mine. God often uses liminal space to make God's presence known in our stories and in our lives. This is holy ground. We're standing on holy ground. For the Lord is here, and where God is holy. And so, for the second of four times in his life, God shows up in a physical way for Jacob. He dreams, and a ladder appears, and God is standing behind him and promising him land, descendants, posterity, blessing, God's presence, a return home, and commitment that God will not leave him. It is when Jacob surrenders the dreams he has clung to and lays down in the darkness that God appears beside him and shows him a dream greater than any he had ever dared to dream before. This is holy ground. We're standing on holy ground. For the Lord is here, and where God is holy. The church is in a moment of liminal space. Not our church in particular. You could argue that we are in some ways, but I'm really talking about the big church, capital C, the idea of church as an institution and as a collective. We've talked about this, right? You know about this. We're in a moment when the old model of church isn't serving us nationwide as it used to. And so across the country, churches are finding that attendance is down. Our general minister and president of the UCC, the Reverend Dr. John Dorhauer, wrote a whole book about it that your moderator and your chair of deacons, Karen and Price, read and loved and are asking you to read. They have copies available in the parlor for you to read and share amongst yourselves, and they've invited you to an evening of discussion October 11th. There's more information about that in your bulletins on page 7, I think. We happen to be thriving here in Bridgeton, a testament to your faithfulness over all these years, and yet we are still part of that conversation of what the next chapter of church looks like. We are still part of this liminal moment of what it means to be church, even if our particular congregation is thriving. Last week, we talked about our roots, the history of our church, the people, events, and commitments that have shaped us. Sandy put those on a mural downstairs. Have any of you seen them? They're lovely. When you go down to fellowship hour today, I invite you to look at your roots that she's pasted, spreading out from the tree. And if you weren't here last week, there are more roots. You can add them still. Those roots are holy, and they are not going anywhere. That's how roots work. Our history and our shaping story is always our history and our shaping story, no matter where we go from here. We are connected and shaped by those roots, thank God. Today we're moving up the tree, and we're talking about leaves, and we're talking about dreams. Those leaves are, what do you hope for our church in our next chapter? What do you dream for us? When the article is written in the Bridgeton News 20 or 40 or 100 years from now, dream realized, church, what? Ends poverty? Celebrates 2 decades of touring ukulele band? Hosts dinner to feed the whole town, lives into our open and affirming commitment for 50 years now and changes the culture of Bridgeton, changes the whole world? And what won't be printed in the paper? What dreams do you have for us that are holy and quiet? That we will walk through with you through your hardest time? That we will hold memorial services here, not only for the big personalities in town, but for the quiet soul with only a handful of people who show up to honor their life. That we will teach your children, above all things, to love God, love their neighbor, and love themselves. What are your dreams for our church? Does anyone have one on the tip of your tongue that you just want to call out right now? Your dreams for our church?
To spread the light.
To spread the light.
More outreach programs.
More outreach programs.
All the pews filled.
That the love remains.
What was back here?
Reduce stigma.
More families.
More families.
That we have to build more pews. We're getting big here in the future, y'all.
Someone said something over here.
That Emily's still here. In 100 years, we gotta get some science to make that happen. Keep on keeping on.
This is holy ground. We're standing on holy ground. For the Lord is here, and where God is holy. This is holy ground. We're standing on holy ground. For the Lord is here, and where God is holy.
Friends, I invite you to sit for a moment with your dreams. Imagine yourself with a rock under your head. Imagine God meets you there. What is God inviting you to? What is God inviting us to? When you open your eyes and see a ladder with angels ascending and descending and God is beside you, what dream is God revealing to you? What dream is God revealing through you? Whether you've been here 1,000 times before or this is your first time, you could be the one who God reveals the dream to that carries us forward. We never know who God will use to speak in our community. You all have a purple handout in your bulletins. In a moment, Jeremy will play for us while we reflect. And while he does, I invite you to use that purple handout anywhere on it to write a dream or two or 10 for our community and our church. We'll pass these into the offering plate, and Sandy and I will write them on the leaves that will go on our tree downstairs, rooted in our history, moving towards our dreams. Where are we going? I'm inviting you to do this for our church, but if you have a personal dream just bubbling out of you, there's lots of room on that paper. Feel free to add a personal dream to your dream list for your leaf. I invite you now to reflection, dreaming, and listening for God's invitation. Would you hold your dream in your hands, and would you pray with me? Loving God, bless our dreams and bless our dreamers. Awaken in us your dreams for our lives and for this holy ground. Alleluia and amen. Friends, we are trying a new thing this morning. Trying a new hymn.